Welcome to Zichud Asim. My name is Ram Goldar, and today we're with Sechus Psachim Daf Chaf Hey. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Point number one is Tanah Brisa. Rabbi Lezer says, why does the Torah say one should love Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol modecha, with all your soul and with all your possessions? To teach you, im yesh adam shegufu chaviv alav b'mamono, that if there's a person whose life is more precious to him than his money, then the great sacrifice he can make is to give up his life, as it says, b'chol nafshecha, with all your soul. And if there's a person whose money is more precious to him than his life, the Torah states, with all your resources, meaning you should give up everything you own for the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Point number two, the Gemara brings the sources that one may be healed with anything except with a cure involving the three cardinal sins of Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, and Ritzicha, murder. The halacha that one must give up his life rather than commit murder is based on svor, as shown in the case of a certain individual who came before Rabbah and asked him what he should do. The governor of his town told him to kill so-and-so, and if he doesn't do so, then the governor will kill him. Rabbah said to him, let him kill you, and don't kill anyone. My chazis de dama didach sumach tve. For what do you see to assume that your blood is redder than that of the victim? Dilma dama da'ahu sumach tve. Perhaps the blood of that man whom they want you to kill is redder than yours. Rashi explains that the person asked because he was aware that no mitzvah stands in the way of pikuach nefesh, of saving a life. Yet this case was different because it involved one person being put to death. And since there's no way to know whose life is more precious to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it's forbidden to take one life to save another. Point number three, there's some halachos amoraim regarding hanah ba'al adam bal korcho, the case of a forbidden benefit that comes to a person independently of his will. For example, one wishes to travel to a particular destination, and the road he's to take passes a house of Avodah Zorah that exudes the forbidden fragrance of idolatrous ketores, incense. Abai says that it's permitted, whereas Rava says that it's prohibited. The Gemara clarifies that where the person could avoid walking there but does not, and he intends to get hanah, everybody agrees that it's forbidden. And where it's not feasible to avoid walking there, and he does not intend to get hanah, it's permitted. They disagree only in the case of De'esher v'lo mechaven, where it's feasible to avoid walking there, and though he does indeed go there, he doesn't intend to enjoy the benefit. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds davar she'eino mitzkaven aser, something that one does not intend is forbidden, all agree it's aser. They disagree with respect to Rabbi Shimon, who holds davar she'eino mitzkaven mutter, something that one does not intend is permitted. Abai says Rabbi Shimon would permit this case as well, whereas Rava holds that Rabbi Shimon only permits it in cases where it's not feasible to avoid the activity altogether. He would not permit it in this case, since taking an alternative route is feasible. The Gemara brings an alternative version of the Machlokas. So once again, the three points are number one. It was taught in the Brisa of Rabbi Elazar says, why does the Torah say one should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol nafshecha u'v'chol mi'odecha, with all your soul and with all your possessions? To teach you, im yesh adam shegufu chaviv alav b'mamono, that if there's a person whose life is more precious to him than his money, then the greatest sacrifice he can make is to give up his life, as it states, b'chol nafshecha, with all your soul. And if there's a person whose money is more precious to him than his life, the Torah states, with all your resources, meaning you should give up everything you own for the love of Hashem. Point number two, the Gemara brings a different source that one may be healed with anything except with a cure involving the three cardinal sins of Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, and Ritzicha, murder. The halacha that one must give up his life rather than commit murder is based on Svora, as shown in the case of a certain individual who came before Rabbah and asked him what he should do. The governor of his town told him to kill so-and-so, and if he doesn't do so, then the governor will kill him. Rabbah said to him, let him kill you, and don't kill anyone. My chazit de dama didach sumach tve. For what do you see to assume your blood is redder than that of the victim? Dilma dama dehau sumach tve. Perhaps the blood of that man whom they want you to kill is redder than yours. Rashi explains that the person asked because he was aware that no mitzvah stands in the way of pikuach nefesh, saving a life. Yet this case was different because it involved one person being put to death. And since there's no way to know whose life is more precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's forbidden to take one life to save another. And point number three, there's a machlokas amoraim regarding hanah ba'al adam bal korcho, a case of a forbidden benefit that comes to a person independently of his will. For example, one wishes to travel to a particular destination, and the road he's to take passes a house of Avodah Zorah that exudes the forbidden fragrance of idolatrous ketores, incense. Abai says it's permitted, whereas Rava says that it's prohibited. The Gemara clarifies that where the person could avoid walking there, but does not, and he intends to get hanah, everybody agrees that it's forbidden. And where it's not feasible to avoid walking there, and he does not intend to get hanah, it's permitted. They disagree only in a case of de'efshar v'lo mechaven, where it's feasible to avoid walking there, and though he does indeed go there, he doesn't intend to enjoy the benefit. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Davar Shein Miskaven Aser, something that one does not intend is forbidden, all agree it's Aser. They disagree with respect to Rabbi Shimon, who holds Davar Shein Miskaven Mutter, something that one does not intend is permitted. Abai says Rabbi Shimon would permit this case as well. Whereas Rava holds that Rabbi Shimon only permits it in cases where it's not feasible to avoid the activity altogether. He would not permit it in this case, since taking an alternative route is feasible. The Gemara brings an alternative version of the Machlokas. All right, so now we go to our Simur Daf Chaf Hey, and our standard Simon is a silver anniversary, a 25-year anniversary. So here goes. The husband's dream silver anniversary party, where he intended to declare he loved his wife with all his soul and possessions, and that her blood was redder than his, was shattered when he realized that the only way to get there was by passing the base of Odeh Zorah, famous for its sweet-smelling incense. Once again, in slow motion. The husband's dream silver anniversary party, that must be more Daf Chaf Hey. The husband's dream silver anniversary party, where he intended to declare he loved his wife with all his soul and possessions, which reminds us that Rabbi Ezer teaches the reason why the Torah states that one's love for Kodesh Baruch Hu should be b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol me'odecha is to cover people who love their life more than their possessions, as well as people who love their possessions more than their life. So the husband's dream silver anniversary party, where he intended to declare he loved his wife with all his soul and possessions, and that her blood was redder than his, which reminds us that the halacha that one should give up his life rather than commit murder is based on the svara of Maichazis, the Dama Didach, Sumach Tvei, who says your blood is redder than someone else's. Since there's no way to know whose life is more precious to Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's forbidden to take one life to save another. So the husband's dream silver anniversary party, where he intended to declare he loved his wife with all his soul and possessions, and that her blood was redder than his, was shattered when he realized that the only way to get there was by passing the base of Odeh Zorah, famous for its sweet-smelling incense, which reminds us of the Machlokes about Hana'a Habala Adam Balkorcha, a case of forbidden benefit that comes to a person independently of his will. Abai and Rava disagree only in a case of the Esher V'lo Mechaven, where it's feasible to avoid walking there, and though he does indeed go there, he doesn't intend to enjoy the benefit. According to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds Davar Shein Miskaven Aser, something that one does not intend is forbidden, all agree it's Aser. They disagree with respect to Rabbi Shimon, who holds Davar Shein Miskaven Mutter, something that one does not intend is permitted. Abai says Rabbi Shimon would permit this case as well, whereas Rava holds that Rabbi Shimon only permits it in cases where it's not feasible to avoid the activity altogether. He would not permit it in this case, since taking an alternative route is feasible. So once again, the husband's dream silver anniversary party, where he intended to declare he loved his wife with all his soul and possessions, and that her blood was redder than his, was shattered when he realized that the only way to get there was by passing the base of Odeh Zorah, famous for its sweet-smelling incense. All right, now it's time for a four blah back Chazara. Daf Chafov, so the Simur Daf Chafov is a car pronounced Ka by people from Boston. Ka.
The car accident, that must be one Daf Chafov, Ka. The car accident caused by farmers feeding their animals in the middle of the road while Kohanim ate their truma on the side, which reminds us that the Mishnah of Kol Shemutu Lefu Machil, the entire time it's permitted to eat chametz, one may feed it to his animals, is going according to Rabban Gamliel, who holds, while Kohanim are permitted to eat truma, that is chametz, during the fifth hour, non-Kohanim are permitted to feed chametz, which is chulin, to their animals. So the car accident caused by farmers feeding their animals in the middle of the road while Kohanim ate their truma on the side involved behemoths, chayos, and ophos, which reminds us why the Tanna listed behemoths, chayos, and ophos in the Mishnah. So the car accident caused by farmers feeding their animals in the middle of the road while Kohanim ate their truma on the side involved behemoths, chayos, and ophos, and occurred right before the siren sounded, lo yechel chametz, chametz shall not be eaten. Which reminds us that there's a machlokes regarding the source that chametz is asur b'hana. Hizkia says it comes from the pasuk lo yechel chametz. And Rabbi Abba holds any time a pasuk says lo yochel, lo socho, lo sochlu, it also includes that isra not unless the pasuk states the permissibility explicitly, such as in the case of an nevela.
Daf Chabbeis, the Simur Chabbeis is a cab.
The cab driver, that must be more Daf Chabbeis. The cab driver weaved through the nevela and trade for marketplace, which reminds us of Rabbi Abba's position that where the Torah states a prohibition regarding eating, an isra hana is included unless the Torah states otherwise. Right? Meir learns this principle from the pasuk regarding a nevela, where the Torah permits giving it to a ger or selling it to a nachri. This infers that if the Torah had not explicitly permitted it, getting a na would be forbidden. Rabbi Yehuda derives this principle from the pasuk regarding a trefa, which states, "Lekelv tashichun oso, to the dog you shall cast it. You may cast it," referring to the flesh of the trefa, "to the dog, but you can't cast to the dog all other prohibited substances that are enumerated in the Torah." So the cab driver weaved through the Neveil and Trefa marketplace, where Nachrim liked to buy their Get Anashim, which reminds us that the fact that one can get Hana from the Get Anashim by giving a thigh with it to a Nachri is not a challenge to Rabbi Abba, because Rabbi Abba holds, Kashahutra Neveila hi vechelba begida hutra, that when driving benefit from a Neveila is permitted by the Torah, benefiting from the flesh of the carcass, its chelb and its Get Anashim were all permitted. Therefore, Rabbi Abba's rule does not apply to the Get Anashim, because the Torah made a special dispensation permitting it. So the cab driver weaved through the Neveila and Trefa marketplace, where Nachrim liked to buy their Get Anashim, as he raced to take the Drasha world champion to the Av Tav competition. Which reminds us of Shimon HaAmsoni, who was Dorish, all the etim in the Torah, and when he couldn't figure out what the S was for in Es Hashem El Kecha Tira, he told his Talmidim, Keshem Shekabalti Tzchara HaDrisha, Kach Ani Mekabal Tzchara HaPrisha. Just as I received reward for the drushes that I made, so I received reward for the withdrawal of these drushes. Eventually, Rabbi Kiva was Dorish, that the S referred to Talmud Chachamim, that one should have fear for Talmud Chachamim, like one has fear for Shemaim.
Dav Chaf Gimel, so the symbol Dav Chaf Gimel is a keg.
Before the keg, that must be more in Daf Chav Gimel. Before the keg full of Truma was set aside for the Erev Tchumim, which reminds us that it's permitted for a Zar to derive benefit from Truma to make an Erev Tchumim, even though he's forbidden to eat Truma, because the Torah states, Truma Tchem, your Truma, which teaches that Yisrael may get Hana from Truma. So before the keg full of Truma was set aside for the Erev Tchumim, the trappers took out all the Shratim trapped inside and sold them to Nachrim. Which reminds us, the reason one can get hana from shvatim, as in the case of trappers who are permitted to sell impure creatures that happen to be caught in their traps in Nachrim, even though they're forbidden to be eaten, is that the pasuk says, Lechem, to you. Shelechem yehei, the terminology implies that they shall be yours to use. So before the keg full of truma was set aside for the Erev Tchumim, the trappers took out all the shvatim trapped inside and sold them to Nachrim, who like to burn them in fire while chanting, Be'esh tisarev. Which reminds us that an additional source prohibiting one from deriving benefit from chametz or from a shor niskel comes from the pasuk be'esh tisaref, you shall burn them in fire, in regard to an outer chattas whose blood was sprinkled wrongfully inside the kodesh, thereby invalidating the chattas and requiring that one burns it. Since this pasuk is not needed for itself, as we already know that it needs to be burned from another pasuk that says v'hinei soref, behold, it should be burned, the pasuk can be used to teach us that's forbidden to eat chametz on Pesach, and that's forbidden to eat of an animal that was stoned. And since we don't need a pasuk to teach us that's forbidden to eat these foods, as we already know this from other psukim, therefore the pasuk comes to teach us that's forbidden to even get hana from these foods.
Dav Chavdalad, so the symbol of Chavdalad is a pitcher, a cud, a pitcher. The quartz whips that were left draped over a special pitcher, that must mean we're on Dav Chavdalad, cud. The quartz whips that were left draped over a special pitcher when the guilty party transgressed Alav Shebachalos, which reminds Rapapa said to Abai that perhaps Losei Achel in the Parsha of Chattas that improperly had his dumb sprinkled in the Kodesh comes to state Alosa say specifically for the Chattas itself, because if the negative command was only learned through Rebbe Elazar's rule, one would not receive Malkus, because in Lokin Alav Shebachalos, one does not incur lashes for transgressing a generalized prohibition. Therefore, Losei Achel is not superfluous and cannot be the source for the prohibition against getting Hana from Chametz and Ashor HaNiskal. So the quartz whips that were left draped over a special pitcher when the guilty party transgressed Alav Shebachalos were about to get a workout when Basin was told there was a man eating ants, which reminds us, Ravashi rejected Ravina's suggestion that the words Losei Achel said in reference to Tamei Kadshim is coming to add an additional Losase that prohibits eating Tamei Kadshim, similar to Abai teaching that one can be chayv five sets of malkas for eating an ant, because kohekat the ekel midrash darshinim, wherever it's possible to expound a new halacha from a pasuk, we expound it. Vov makminim belavi yasera, and we do not assign the pasuk for an additional prohibition. So the court's whips that were left draped over a special pitcher when the guilty party transgressed alav shebachalos were about to get a workout when Basin was told there was a man eating ants together with a cooked piece of chalav, which reminds us, Rabbi Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, all items prohibited for consumption that are mentioned in the Torah, one does not incur malchus on their account unless he eats them in their normal manner of consumption, which would exclude eating non-cooked chalav, since that's not the normal way to eat it. Some say derech hanasan. Yet everyone agrees in the case of kli hakerem that one would be chayv even if one ate it in an unusual manner, since the pasuk doesn't use the word achila, but uses tikdash. All right, now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos, Shabbos, and Erevin. Number 1, which of the one that Rabbi Meir says we learn food prohibitions include an isra not from the Vela, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says it's from the Pasuk regarding a trefa, that's on Daf Chabez. Good. Number 2, Which stuff do you learn that Tumas Yadayim does not apply in the base of Migdash? That's on Daf Yotes. Good. Number three. Which stuff do you learn Ein Lokin Alav Shebaklalos? That's on Daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number four. Which stuff do we see from the Mishnah that says trappers can sell shratzim that get caught in their traps and nachrim that one can get hana from shratzim? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number five. Which stuff do you learn and Rav in the case of Hanaha Bala Adam Bal Korcho, a case of forbidden benefit that comes to a person independently of his will? That's on Daf Chaf Hey. Good. Number six. Which stuff do you learn Kolheka de Ekel Midrash Darshinan instead of adding multiple prohibitions? That's on Daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do you learn why the Mishnah need to state Behemoth Chais and Ofos? That's on Daf Chaf Aleph. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do you learn why the Pasuk in Kriyat Shema states both B'chol Nafshecha V'chol Me'odecha? That's on Daf Chaf Hey. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do you learn that the Gid Hanasha is Mutter B'hana? That's on Daf Chaf Beis. Good. Number ten. Which stuff do you learn that Yisrael can get Hana from Truma since the Pasuk says Trumaschem? That's on Daf Chaf Gimel. Good. Now the three bonus questions. Number one. Which of the one which is greater, saying a bracha or answering amen? That's on Daf. Nun Gimel and brachas. Good. Number two. Which stuff do we have the maisa of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai leaving the cave? That's on Daf. Lama Gimel and Shabbos. Good. And number three. Which stuff do we learn about Mars HaMachpelah? That's on Daf. Nun Gimel and Erevin. Excellent. All right. That concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.